Today is Tuesday, January 21st, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Hyaluronic Acid Day. It's also Squirrel Appreciation Day. Squirrel, it is National Hugging Day. Make sure you hug someone. Give them that special hug that Big Fatty likes to give. It's National Granola Bar Day. And that was lastly. They have a photo that I was so excited about because it's a photo of cinnamon rolls. And I was like, oh my God, it's cinnamon roll day. And it's totally not cinnamon roll day. It was just the photo that they chose to use for a section of their website. How dare they? So it's not, but you guys can eat. We always need to eat something every day. When, you know, when you're celebrating, you always need to be able to eat something at your celebration. And so your celebration today, you will eat granola bars for your celebration. So we were talking about the weekend and yeah, and I believe we had covered most of Saturday, got a haircut, got it cut really short on the sides. It's almost like one of those European mullets, but not. It is not a mullet. It comes to a V in the back. There is no long hair in the back, but it is a fade all the way down the side, and it's hard to describe, but I like it. I think it's cool. And one of my fellow trumpet players at church gave me a compliment. He's a straight guy, not gay. He's 29 years old. I know this probably means less coming from a straight guy because they don't pay a lot of attention to stuff, but he was complaining about knee pain, and it got really cold. It got really cold recently, again. I know it snowed, a week and a half ago? And we still have some snow on the ground. It's amazing. Like, we never have snow for this long. It just doesn't happen in Arkansas that I know of. But he basically said, oh my God, when it gets this cold, now my knee starts acting up. He says, I just can't handle this aging or whatever. And I said, wait until you're 46. Talk to me then. You know, I was just making conversation. And he says, you're 46? There is no way that I would have thought that. You do not look 46. Again, folks, I did not ask him for that compliment. I wasn't fishing for it. We were just having a conversation. And I said, yeah, feel like you're aging at 29. Imagine what I feel like. That's all I wasn't even thinking about how old I look. And he just gave me that compliment out of the blue. So we did the haircut, got the European faux mullet, whatever, and came back. We had pizza for dinner, mainly because I didn't even feel like stopping and picking up food on my way home. I didn't feel like cooking. I didn't feel like doing anything. I just wanted to get home. It was so busy. You know, I've been so busy recently because work is super busy at the moment. And I haven't wanted to do anything else. And then, because we're planning month, as I've said before. And oh my God, only like a week and a half to go. And then maybe I'll be able to relax a little bit for a month or something. I won't, but. So Sunday, got up, did, what am I saying? Sunday, got up, played at church like I always do. Picked up Popeyes for lunch. We had Popeyes for lunch. And I needed to work for a couple of hours. So we put on AP Bio is this comedy, 30-minute comedy show on Netflix about a teacher, an AP Bio teacher. Well, he's a He's like a Harvard psychology professor or philosophy professor, but he's disgraced somehow and has to get a job at his old high school as a biology teacher because they don't have philosophy, I guess, in high school. So we watched that, and I worked for about 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours, but just while sitting on the couch. But I got so much done. I really do get more done sitting watching TV. I feel like that is part of the key of me being productive, is making sure that I'm watching TV while I'm doing these tasks. It sounds strange, but I just think it may be it. And then we had leftover pizza and we had a little bit of leftover spaghetti sauce from when I made spaghetti last week. And so I was trying to use up leftovers before the week started. So we had pizza and spaghetti. I warmed up the pizza in the oven and I boiled noodles and heated up the sauce. And that was it. And then we finished up Landman and we started Prison Break. So now we have never seen Prison Break. I believe there are five or six seasons. So that's the next show we're going to binge is Prison Break. I think it's on Netflix. All right, we do have a call. Let's go ahead and play that.
OMG, Adam.
OMG.
What are you going to do with TikTok shutting down?
Oh my God.
Or, I don't know, you're kind of old, so I guess you don't use TikTok.
I am old.
Like us young, cool people do.
I was just talking
What's
about
Mittens
it.
What's Mittens going to do when TikTok shuts down? I bet he is all over TikTok every day.
He's not.
Of course, out here in the free world, which is not the USA, we will still have TikTok. So I'll still be able to get all my important social media rubbish, just no American rubbish. So I don't know, is that a blessing in disguise? But listen,
could
did
be.
You know that TikTok doesn't pay creators outside of the USA? It's only Americans who get paid for their TikToks. Isn't that disgraceful?
No, I didn't know that.
I don't know. Guess.
Well, they're not going to have to.
I don't really care if TikTok gets shut down. But anyway, Donald Trump will come in and he'll probably change it all. Okay, bye. This is Scotty, Woodhaven.
Well, thank you for your call. A second day in a row. It's funny because I think it's the second day in a row. I believe I played a Scotty. I did. I played a Scotty call yesterday. But that call was from maybe 4 days ago. So he didn't call 2 days in a row. Not that you should be ashamed if you did that, but thank you for the call, Scotty. I care not a bit about TikTok. I feel bad if they're for all those people who are making their living on TikTok because, you know, they'll have some hardship and hopefully they've already all been trying to move. I don't even know. Was it banned? I mean, did it happen? I'm not even sure. Did we have an inauguration? I don't know. I don't keep up with news. It's too depressing. Like, I just do not keep up with news. I know that we had an inauguration because, unfortunately, it was playing on the TV screens at work today. But I didn't hear it. It was all the TVs are silent. But I just tried to avoid looking at the TV screens. But yeah, so I don't care about TikTok. Mark does not care. Mark is 39. He'll be 40 in September. And he does not care about TikTok. He uses Instagram like it was going out of style. So I really don't use anything, but the only thing that I've been posting to at all is Blue Sky. And I've just been occasionally posting pictures of my 3D prints. I did print something. I printed an Arkansas Razorbacks logo, and the writing came out so good on it. This might be the thing. Logos, big logos, seem to print really well, especially on my textured plate. It gives it a nice look. So I'm trying to think, is there things that I could sell on Etsy? Although, I guess if I got too big, you don't really want to do sports teams because you have to pay for a license to sell licensed logos. So, I don't know. But it looks great. I could certainly give it as a gift. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.